because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, lucky me getting up early, but Kristen and Mark getting up early with me. Makes for a little party in the morning right here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Listen.
That it is.
Or something like that, right?
Yeah.
All right, now listen, getting into a story here about ChatGPT, just another, you know, we mentioned this, by the way, 2 or 3 months ago. We said, listen, it's going to be a lot of talk when OpenAI released this ChatGPT. We've entered a new era of life and business. Our lives are changed forevermore, and we'll continue at breakneck speed to continue to be changed. And we're going to get into a story that's going to really put things in perspective in a minute here. Before we do that, though, got to get to the important, really important news first. Mark, the Tigers, they're rolling.
All right. They're creeping up 6-2 over the Guardians, right? They're 2.5 back now of the Twins.
Mark, I keep asking you the question, is this for real? Should we be buying into anything right now? Is this a May phenomenon where they're just coming out and they're playing well out of the blocks here? But, or is this, are they good?
Well, baseball's a funny game. You get some confidence and anything can happen. They got a great coach. They got a lot of young guys, and they start winning.
They're buying into it.
They're buying into it. Yeah, they believe it. And
you know, you get a couple wins under your belt, the team just performs better in general. I mean, their confidence is up. They're feeling good.
Right.
They're feeling strong because it's still the beginning of the season. So let's ask Mark closer to the end of the season.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. They won six of the last seven, so that's a good thing.
That's
amazing. Six of the last seven, 2.5 back. And you know what I look for, too? It's interesting. This is not a scientific approach to judging where a team is or anything, but I can tell you this. When they go out there to play and they're on the field, they look like they've come to play.
Yeah.
They want to win.
Yep.
You know, they're not out there fulfilling their contract and just doing their job, putting in their time, waiting to get traded or whatever it may be. They are indeed going out there as a team to win, and they look like that. They got that kind of swagger.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's fun.
They could have folded. They were 2-9 to start.
Oh,
most teams
would have
just folded, and we were all laughing at the beginning, but
right.
I don't know. Get out there. Go check them out.
All right. Well, that's fun. Okay. Now, I could ask a question or two of you guys. Like, for example, I could ask Kristen, what are you dreaming about for your breakfast this morning? And then immediately I could say to you, wait, don't answer that. I know. And then I could say to you, Kristen, what are you thinking about for your day ahead? Are you excited about it? Wait, don't answer that. I know. Just by asking the question and using a special decoder that is now been developed, I can read your mind. How can I read your mind? I can read your mind because of the power of AI and ChatGPT. Oh, yes, indeed. Crazy? Well, it's happening. It's happening right before our eyes. Right before our eyes and ears and everything else, our minds are now able to be read. Yes, indeed. Non-invasively, by the way, by ChatGPT. We've had first major test done using this AI-based technology now to read a person's mind non-invasively. And by the way, Kristen, you're looking forward to a chocolate donut this morning. So there you go. Am I right or what?
I am, but that's not a secret.
Yes, indeed. I'm asking you questions. You're thinking about that chocolate donut. I can see it.
I
says
am.
It right here.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
Right.
Well, listen, this is serious stuff, guys. Brings up a lot of, you know, beyond the wow factor of it all. And really? Oh, yes, indeed. But beyond all that, this brings up a lot of questions. You know, you talk about privacy. You talk about my personal information being mine. Well, if these technologies continue to develop the way they are going, and we're 3 months into this ChatGPT thing, a few months. Here's the amazing thing. Where do the lines get drawn? You know, from a social perspective, where do the lines get drawn?
Yeah, let's think about this for the good instead of for the bad. But for the good, if you're a nonverbal speaking person, I can see how this technology would be amazing. Or what
Excellent
if you were
point.
in a medical coma?
Yeah.
You know, something like this could be amazing for doctors to track your brain waves. See, I need that chocolate donut to finish my
yes,
sentence.
Yes, you do indeed. Yes.
So there are, I can absolutely see, you know, this kind of technology being used for good. Instantly,
that's
when I read the article, I was thinking about like a nonverbal speaker or somebody who actually has a language barrier, meaning I'm in a foreign country and I don't speak the language, but I need to communicate. I don't know. I see this as, yeah. I mean, yeah. I can see the
So there's
the
good
harm,
and bad,
but,
right? Like
yeah.
a lot of technologies like this, if they get into the wrong hands, you know, but even from a government perspective, I want to know what this person's thinking. Maybe you've just committed a crime, whatever it may be. I need the information. Does the government get to use technology like this or doesn't? It brings up all kinds of questions.
Absolutely.
Well, fortunately, we've got someone standing by who always has all the answers. Ann Thomas from the Paul W. Show coming up next. Good morning, Ann. You've been following this?
It's really interesting. Yes, it's fascinating. Yesterday on the show, Paul was asking how worried we were about AI. And
well,
you know,
now
I
you've
think
got,
something
oh, God,
to think
we're
going to
get Paul. He's going to get really worried when he hears this story. We can read his
I
mind
know.
Now.
Right, right. It's getting worse by the day.
In fact, I already know. Paul, cherry pie. So I asked Kristen's chocolate donut. Paul's thinking about a cherry pie. See, there you go.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. That's exactly right. You know, today we are going to be watching these conversations, though, and I know you will be too, Jeff, the debt ceiling conversations at the White House. Speaking of something to worry about, that is something we have to pay close attention to. What do you think?
Well, first of all, what I think is that how can we teach our children to grow up and be responsible with your spending? Don't spend money you don't have. Don't get over leveraged. Don't get into debt, you know, or don't get overextended. And our government just can't seem to abide by that same basic rule.
Right, right.
You know,
but they've
got
to come up with something here.
They got, boy, they better come up with something fast. Is right, Ann. Boy, it's amazing. And of course, we're so over leveraged, it puts our country in jeopardy in so many different ways, not only economically, but beyond that. So this is a problem that absolutely has to be addressed and solved. Well, good. We'll be looking forward to hearing you guys cover that and more coming up right here on The Paul W. Show, right here next on WJR.